This is Word of Mouth, your questions answered, your state explored. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you've ever driven on Route 103 heading up to Sunapee for some swimming or skiing, you've probably seen it. A great big rock right off the highway in Newbury with Chicken Farmer, I Still Love You, painted in big white letters. The graffiti has become a bit of a local legend, and it's been there for decades. As part of our series Only in New Hampshire, we answer your questions about the state. NHPR reporter Paige Sutherland picked up this one. The mystery of Chicken Farmer Rock.
Every summer, Kelsey McNaught and her family take a trip up to Lake Sunapee. And every time they do, they play this little game.
When we pass the sign, we all scream, "Chicken Farmer, I still love you!"
Kelsey's always wondered, who wrote this message? Who was it for? And why a chicken farmer?
Why not a firefighter? Why not a regular farmer? Why not, like, a stone farmer? I don't know.
Kelsey's 28, and over the years, she's crafted her own story behind this. Man falls in love with a chicken farmer, and then declares his love on the rock. Her 9-year-old son had a slightly different idea about it when he was younger.
He honestly thought that it was a man or a woman proclaiming their love for chickens. We've corrected him, obviously, but I still like to think that somebody loved chickens so much that they decided to, like, paint their love on the side of a rock in the middle of nowhere.
But Kelsey wants to know the real story, so she asked NHPR to investigate. And that's where I come in. Being a journalist for a few years now, mainly covering drugs and politics, I thought getting to the bottom of some rock graffiti, piece of cake. Not so much. After doing some research and making a few calls, I didn't really get anywhere. So I decided to jump in my car and head right to the source.
Driving through downtown Newbury right now, I have not seen the Chicken Farmer Rock yet. So I think I'm just going to have to pop in maybe to the library and have them point me in the direction of the rock. Town Hall Library right here.
The town librarians I spoke with, Leah McBain and Laura Pizzone, both knew about the rock. They said everyone knows about it. In fact, the original rock was simply Chicken Farmer, I Love You. There's been a movie about it, poems written, sermons given, songs, bumper stickers, and...
We have the Chicken Farmer 5K race in the summer. It's just a little Newbury town race that they name after the chicken farmer.
The town loves their rock, but some outsiders didn't share that same passion.
Somebody made a complaint. They didn't like the looks of it, and they thought that it was graffiti. So the state decided, well, we're going to clean it up.
That's Dennis Pavlik. He's been the town administrator of Newbury for more than 2 decades. The state, he says, cleaned it up by painting a big red blob over the writing.
That set the residents of town into a orbit that immediately they were distraught not to see that. And then they were distraught that they never had a chance to have voice their opinion about it. So what happened was a lot of the people got upset and they started a petition.
In a town of under 2,000 people, hundreds signed the petition, and the state agreed not to touch it again. In the midst of all this, the writing mysteriously reappeared on the rock, but with a slightly different message. It said, "Chicken Farmer, I still love you." And since then, the words on the rock have stayed, even getting a fresh coat of paint by some secret admirer every few years. And yet, no one really seems to know the real story behind it. I heard versions involving a chicken farmer who went off to war, one of star-crossed lovers, one story painting the chicken farmer as a man, one as a woman, one about a mother writing it for her daughter before she left for college, and one about a veterinarian who fell in love with a chicken farmer. Some locals like Donna Maddie don't want to know the real story. They think it might kill the magic.
I'm a romantic, and I love to think of stories about why it's there.
I'm not the first person to try to get to the bottom of this. In 1997, Yankee Magazine thought they had figured out the real story behind The Rock. They even called it the love story of the year. Yankee said the message was written for a girl named Gretchen Rule. She now goes by Gretchen Hamill. She lived across the street from The Rock, and her family had chickens. In the 1970s, she was in high school, and according to the story, the message was written for her by a secret admirer.
I had some idea of who it might have been, but it's just nice to think that someone out there likes me enough to put that on The Rock.
Gretchen never confronted that person and wouldn't tell me who she thought it was. So I kept digging. The town librarians didn't know who the secret admirer was. The longtime town administrator said he had no clue. And local town folk weren't sure either. But in all my conversations, one name kept popping up as someone who knows all the facts. So I went to find him.
On top of the house on the right. This must be it. We shall see.
This man went on to tell me that there's one true story behind The Rock, and he knows it. But he's not telling anyone. He says he was sworn to secrecy. The reason you're not hearing his voice is he wanted to keep his promise and stay out of it. Still, it was proof that the truth is out there.
It's so interesting that something like a rock would have people seal up so much. I mean, now I want to even know more of this story, because why aren't people talking about it? It's just a rock.
There was one other person in town who people said might have some answers. Her name is Doris Newell. She grew up in the house adjacent to The Rock and raised her kids there. She's 82 and has since moved to the senior living facility down the road.
When I was a teenager, that rock was covered with foliage, all trees all around it. And I used to sit on that rock and watch the traffic go by. And when the Blue Line Express went by, I knew I better get home, because supper would be ready.
Doris says she noticed the graffiti when her children were in school.
So, and it just appeared one day?
Just appeared. And they would come and renew it. It would be sort of dull in the morning or in the evening. And then by the next morning, it was all brightly painted again. I never heard anybody. Could have been anybody, but I don't know.
Another dead end. With my two best leads now crossed off the list, I didn't know what to do. So I did the most logical thing. I went to go talk to people who live near the rock. But first, I had to find it.
I see some rocks. Nope. That is not the Chicken Farm Rock. Is it? Nope. Oh, there it is. That really sneaks up on you. Almost missed it there. With the shrubbery, you really can't see it.
I then went over to the house right across the street, the one where Gretchen Rule, the girl with the secret admirer, once lived. Lynn Long now lives there, and has since the 90s. She bought the home from Gretchen's parents, Louis and Greta. She says she knows the real story, and she was willing to spill it. So spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, block your ears. The story goes like this. Greta had a good job working for the state, and her husband Louis was a probation officer, but had to retire early for health reasons. That didn't mean he stopped working.
He did sheep. He did Christmas trees. I think he may have done a little sugaring. There used to be a cabin here, so they rented cabins out during the summertime. I mean, it just kept going on and on and on. And it's a lot of work.
So here's Louis, who's supposed to take it easy. And instead, he's working just as hard as he did when he worked in probation. He even decides to start raising a flock of chickens. And one day, Greta had enough, and she tears into him for taking on too much. She immediately regretted it.
Greta went out there and she painted that and said, oh, it just showed up one morning. I don't know where it came from. It just showed up. And she was her apology to Louis.
Because she was bugging him about being a chicken farmer.
Right, and she couldn't say anything that she was the one who did it because she worked for the state, and that's in the state boundaries. And it should cost her her job.
And that's how the message got there. Chicken farmer, I love you. It was a love note, but also an apology. And from the sounds of it, their relationship was just as solid as the rock itself. Greta and Lewis were married for 65 years. Around town, people say you could just tell the two were deeply in love. As her children put it, the couple was joined at the hip. They ended up moving into a retirement home in Concord. They've both since passed. Lynn says she heard the story directly from Greta when she moved into the house, and she says they even left behind some chicken feeders too. When I told Greta and Lewis's daughter Gretchen this version of the story, she was shocked and not quite sure it's true. She says her mother never told her that. You never asked your parents?
No. It just never occurred to me that one of them would use spray paint on a rock on a highway. I would have been appalled and disappointed, quite frankly, that it wasn't to me.
This all started to make more sense. Why would a high school girl raise chickens? She didn't. And why would people be so hush-hush about something as silly as writing on a rock? Well, Greta could have lost her job, or worse, could have crushed her youngest daughter's dreams that this love rock wasn't written for her. With a story to now tell, I sat down with our listener, Kelsey McNaught, to finally share it with her.
What do you think? What's your thoughts?
That's really fascinating, and I like that story a lot more than my own story. And it's fascinating because my husband, part-time, he likes to keep bees, and I can't stand that he keeps bees. So he also does all these odd jobs, and I like that story a lot more.
Kelsey said she doesn't plan to share the story with her husband. He wants to keep the mystery of it alive. That's something I heard from quite a few people in town, including the town administrator.
But, you know, that's what the glory of this whole story is because nobody really knows. I mean, they can say they know, but we don't know that to be really true, do we? That's probably why it's a great love story, is because no one's absolutely 100% sure.
I guess that's how local legends get made. After enough time passes, the details don't seem to matter as much as the mystery. There is one thing the whole town can agree on. They don't want the rock to go away. It's their town love story. For Only in New Hampshire, I'm Paige Sutherland.